It's Seeds of Success on MyFM, and today we're speaking with Christine Foreman from Foreman Farms. First of all, we want to know what a typical day for you and your staff out there. I know you're involved not just with getting fresh vegetables of the community, but all sorts of different things too, right?
Yes, you're right. Okay, so first thing in the morning, we start work at 6 o'clock at the greenhouse, and I arrive at the greenhouse. My workers are waiting for me because they start then too. And I let everybody know for the day what they're doing. And then at 8 o'clock, Natasha arrives in, and Natasha works with me, and we discuss what her plan is for the day. And then I go out and do crop checks. I'm checking for diseases, I'm checking for pests, I'm checking to see what we should be picking, what is ready, and then we go on to back to the office. And I work the rest of the day with the men in the field. It could be picking corn, it could be harvesting vegetables. Quite often I also drive the tractor, load the trucks and trailers with the front end loader. So that's what I do in a day.
You got lots going on, my goodness. And your operation out there is really successful. It's takes a great team to do it all. And what has made your operation so successful over the years?
What has made us so successful is the people who work with us. The community at large, they support us in any way that they can. They come to our market stand and all of the restaurants and the grocery stores who buy from me as well. There's nothing any better than going to Riva or Panchancho, Shea Piggy, Atomica, Olivea, and seeing your name on the menu. That it's just unbelievable how that makes you feel. It's great.
You know, from day one, did you ever think that the operation would get this big and get this successful at this point?
Absolutely not. We started with just the greenhouse and maybe 2 acres of vegetables. Now we're at 35 acres of field crops that we sell through the greenhouse. And, of course, the greenhouse has expanded as well. So we're also into annuals, perennials, as well as the tomatoes. And we have 5 outside houses that we grow things in as well. So, no, we had no idea.
And, of course, along the way, I'm sure you faced a few challenges as well.
Yes, we have. In particular, our workers. We were fortunate enough to find out about a program named FARMS. And we have 9 foreign workers who arrive from January to June and stay with us for 6 to 8 months. And they are one of the reasons we are successful, because they come to work every day. They work as many hours as we need to. And it's been great having them.
Well, and to finish it all off, you talked about going to restaurants and seeing the Foreman Farms name on the menu where they've made a dish with your vegetables that were grown on your land in it. Are those some of the more rewarding things as opposed to receiving a plaque with the Foreman Farms name on it or something like that?
Absolutely, it is. It's wonderful to be able to see, and then to have people come to the greenhouse to buy things, and they did it because they saw your name on the menu, Foreman Farms tomatoes or whatever they were making with it. It's awesome. It's absolutely awesome. I would also like to just say that I am most proud of the honesty that we have in business and in our personal life, and that we're still farming after 50 years and improving on why we manage the crops. That's what we're doing now. We're improving on how we manage the crops, the employees, the relationships with the customers and the suppliers.